Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's Moore Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference call. We've got a good call for you guys lined up tonight. I would like to thank everyone that participated in the 8 o'clock group call. We do that call the first Monday of every month at 8 p.m. Central Time. So for you guys that are interested in the group marketing arena of prepaid legal, you need to mark that on your calendars. We do that the first Monday of every month at 8 p.m. Central Time. This tonight's call, we had Mr. Keith Davis as our special guest speaker. He's the manager of the group marketing department. He shared some really good information with us. It was a really exciting call, and I know those that participated and were on the call really got a lot out of it. But to get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to go out to the leader of the Moore Success Team, to the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, Platinum Four Executive Director, $500,000 income earner, but most importantly, he's my pawpaw, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Pawpaw,
hey, Mr. Jeremy, did Mr. McCoy get on?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great. Well, you know, Jeremy, this guy I have so much respect for. He is not a guy that just writes books and talks about things. He's a guy that goes out and does things. It's nice to do all these other things, but when you put it to winning someone that can go out there and do it, I think it's absolutely, absolutely great. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you Mr. Mike McCoy. He's a co-director of the TEF Institute. He's a licensed insurance agent in multiple states, including Iowa. He's a co-author of four books on identity theft, The Silent Crime, and it's found in the prepaid legal supply store if you need it. He's a national instructor and a corporate lecturer on identity theft. He designs and teaches a first-of-its-kind national education class on the subject. He's a designer and instructor for Iowa State University's newest class on identity theft. I'm telling you, this guy does so much, it's hard to say. He conducts general public education seminars on identity theft with law enforcement, banks, insurance agents, corporations, and multiple people. He's a recipient of the 2007, 8, and 9 National Science Foundation and Iowa State University for Information Protecting grants. And I tell you, I could just go on and on and on. But he's one of the newest $100,000 ringers in prepaid legal. He's an executive director. He's a newly appointed regional vice president of Iowa, Nebraska. And we're very pleased and proud to count him as our friend. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Michael McCoy.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. I appreciate the introduction. And certainly didn't have to read all that off. But
I tell you, you've got so much, just so much it's hard to memorize it all, my friend. If you wasn't so popular, see, I thought I could get it real quick.
Well, I appreciate it and appreciate the opportunity to be on your call. And it's fantastic to hear your voice and doing well, I hear. I've been checking up on you over the last few weeks.
Thank you.
Whether you knew it or not. So it's great to be here once again. You know, just real briefly want to discuss a few things with the folks on the call. You know, I keep hearing about identity theft and where it's going and what's happening. And I just want to assure you that it's going nowhere. I mean, it's here. It's here to stay. It's a problem that we're going to have forever. And to mitigate our losses, really the question we have to ask ourselves, interesting enough, I've just stepped away from a class I teach at the college just to do the call. So I was on a few minutes late. I was in the middle of a lecture and I told them all that on risk management and insurance, and told them I needed to be on this call, and they're listening to some of it as well. But, you know, the question is, how are we going to limit our losses and our exposures? And that's kind of the question, not just, in the insurance, car insurance, homeowners insurance, that type of business, but also in the business of identity theft policies and memberships and services. And I write that about that a lot in my book on identity theft and on the silent crime. And we talk about, you know, what is the best way to do that? And I think the best way to do it is to get a policy in place, to get a membership in place, to get one of these services on your side to fight your battle when you need it, and so that you're not spending your time fighting this battle. And what that means is you got to look for a policy, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, but you got to look for a policy that is going to not only give you your credit report and your credit score and talk to you about that and analyze that, but also then going to do monitoring. And don't be fooled. Not all companies are doing the monitoring today. It's not every day as people think. there are a lot of companies out there that aren't even doing the monitoring. And I'm going to pick on one of them. Sometimes I hesitate doing that, but one is LifeLock. There are a lot of other companies out there that just aren't doing the basic things that a policy needs to do. And, you know, whether I was a member of a prepaid legal or an associate of prepaid legal or not, I was saying this before I was an associate, you know, I'm fed up with some of those companies going out there and giving a false sense of security to the consumer. You know, the consumer deserves a policy out there that is actually going to do something concrete for them and going to help them when the problem arises, because that's what we're looking for. When it comes to the identity theft side, we're looking for something that's going to actually fix or solve or limit our problem when it does occur. And I'm a true believer that it is when it happens to you, not if it happens to you. And so, you know, it's like it'd be crazy. And I know it's not quite apples to apples when it comes to auto insurance or homeowners insurance, but why would you buy an auto policy that's not going to make you whole when you get in a crash or somebody wrecks into your car? Why would you buy a homeowner's insurance policy when it's not, you know, you're going to have a fire and it's going to say, well, we're going to send you a manual, and we're going to send you the tools, we're going to send you the nails and the lumber, and we're going to tell you how to rebuild your house. Now, that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for something, a membership or some kind of service that's going to actually rebuild that for us, and we want someone to rebuild our finances and our losses as well when it comes to the identity theft side. So, you know, you need to really look at these companies that are on the market today and do a comparison. When your clients come to you and they ask for your, what does your policy do, explain it in detail. You know, explain. Use the brochure. Put it in front of them. It's called a placemat brochure for a reason. You know, you put it in front of them and you learn how to read upside down. And this is really where I made my $100,000 ring and I've done so well in this business is listening to people like Ken Moore and Wilburn Smith and the folks that have been around forever where, you know, prior to even having placemat brochures, but certainly they made their fortune by sitting down kneecap to kneecap with these individuals and explaining the service that was in front of them. And so I go through each service that's offered. And actually, I start with the prepaid legal plan and Title I. And when I'm explaining identity theft problems, I go to Title I. You know, how great would it be to have access to an attorney on unlimited times to get consultation and advice? You know, what if somebody's calling your house and trying to collect on a debt, or they mail you a letter demanding you pay a debt, or else, you know, the or else is always legal ramifications or litigation. That's always the or else. And so why not be able to talk to your attorneys about this? Let's find out if they're even trying to collect the debt legally in your state or not. Let's get a peace of mind from the attorneys discussing this matter with you and telling you what your options are for you and your family. And then if you could get the attorney to write a letter or make a phone call on your behalf to try to better this situation, have you ever seen a policy on the market like this? You see, by starting with Title I, you've eliminated all your perceived competition on the market today. Now, I'm discussing identity theft. Now, I've had so many people come to me and say, you know, tell me what policy I need. Tell me what membership or service I should be using for identity theft. You know, explain to me why. And that's where I start with Title I. Why? Because no other company in the world has what you all have at your fingertips. I guarantee you that. I do a comparison inside my book, a two-page comparison, an entire chapter discussing companies on this issue, with what other companies have, what they're offering. There is no other company in the world today that offers the Identity Theft Shield program and then a prepaid legal program like you have wrapped around it. And that's how I see it. I see this core inside, which is, you know, the Identity Theft Shield, because that's what kind of what they're looking for. But then I have this wall, this, you know, steel wall of prepaid legal wrapped all the way around this core. And that's where you get your huge benefit. I haven't even got into the discussion of how Title III and Title IV and on, how those help you. You know, and then you just move your way through the prepaid legal policy, and you go into the identity theft policy seamlessly, like it's one policy. because it should be sold that way. You know, it should be sold as one piece, one policy, one membership. You know, you have this identity theft, prepaid legal membership tied together, and for, you know, the low cost of, you know, starting at $26 and you go on up, you can feel very confident going into any meeting that you want to, whether it be kneecap to kneecap with an individual or into a company as an employee benefit or into a banker or CEO or an owner of a bank, to sit down there and explain your policy, your membership fully, and tell them the price of it, and be proud that you have the best product at the best price of any company out there today. And if you explain that membership properly, there's not going to be any debate or further due diligence, which I hear a lot of people having this problem of going in, doing a presentation, and somebody saying, I've got to do my due diligence. Go in there, explain your membership properly, you know, compare a little bit across the board of what your membership does and what other memberships don't do and do. You know, be fair. Tell them what they do and don't do, and what yours does and covers, because I guarantee you when you get to that prepaid legal side, or if you start with that prepaid legal side, and that's why I start with it, because right there, if I'm talking to Mr. Moore in a room explaining my policy, my membership, prepaid legal membership, I don't have Mr. Moore sitting on the other side of the table saying, yeah, you know, that other membership I was looking at, they do that. Or, yeah, they give me my credit report, they give me my credit score. You know, I think that other one does monitoring, and I know they told me they would do a reimbursement or something like that. You know, you don't even get into that, because Mr. Moore can't say any of that, because I'm telling him stuff he's never heard before of a membership doing on the legal side, all right, and how they're going to help you on both the legal aspect and also the identity theft aspect. So once you get into that, and then you can kind of come back and fill in the holes with the auto, you know, how we help in problems with your driver's license and small accidents and speeding tickets and moving violations, how we're going to take care of your will and your spouse's will, and fill in the gap there. Now you're going to really wow them with a membership they've never heard about. And so, you know, I just think it's a really easy road for me, and I hate to say it that way. I put my time in, as you know, and I travel all over the country, and I'm out there all the time. But when it comes to sitting down with a decision maker and laying out the program in front of them, I just had a really easy time with having them go, ah, I get it. You know, now I understand. Now I see the difference between the policies and the programs and the services out there on the market today. And this is an easy decision for me to make, for myself, for my family, and for my employees. But so, you know, all I can stress, I can just stress this enough, is that you need to go out there and properly educate. Start with training. You need to get yourself trained. You know, you need to get into those classrooms and into those weekly briefings. And yeah, I've heard, you know, you've been to 10, 15, 20 here in the same person. But you need to get in there and really get trained, really feel comfortable. Try this out on your, you know, doing your presentation to your wife, your spouse, your kids, you know, your dog, my poor lab, I'll tell you what, 10-year-old lab, and he just sits there and looks at me. I mean, I've done presentation over presentation, not just with prepaid, but everything I present, my classroom lectures, you know, teaching at the college, I present to them. You just need to present, and then get out there in front of people and do the same thing. You know, I tell my students the same thing, and I've heard it from the great minds of like Mr. Moore and others within prepaid, Mr. Stoneside. You know, you almost fail your way to the top. I mean, I've had a lot of no's as well. You know, I say it's easy, but I just feel fortunate because I've got in there, I've learned the business from some of the best people in the industry. You've got somebody here like Mr. Moore and his, you know, his family that's following him, that have so much knowledge that you all have access to all the time, not to mention all the access you have of the other individuals inside your marketplaces right there in your backyard. It's just sometimes we take it for granted and we overlook it, and we don't utilize that information as important as it is. And so get in there and educate. But then, you know, what you learn in these classrooms and these workshops and down at the conventions is worthless unless you get out there and share it with individuals. And I'll guarantee you, if you share it and you share it the right way, we did a survey at the university during my National Science Foundation grant, and we're working on a new survey, a new project up there right now, that it showed there's more 72% surveyed. 72% of the people in the United States surveyed said they are willing and they see the need to buy an identity theft service. 72% of Americans showed that there is a need and the willingness to buy an identity theft service in our survey, in our research. That tells you there's 300 million people in the United States. You know, we're at Prepaid Legal is at 1.5 million members. There is a gigantic opportunity here. And just because you got in the business today and you're on the call tonight, or you got in the business, you know, a week ago or a month ago or a year ago, you have not missed the opportunity. You have people like the Moores that have just paved the road for you to make it a little easier for you is what's happened. And so, you know, follow that road, follow that path they're laying out in front of you, and go after that 72%. 51% of the Americans perceive identity theft as one of the largest threats to them financially. 51%. And this was over health care. So you got 51% of Americans seeing that it's the largest potential future threat to them, and 72% of them seeing the need for a service. So I just see no reason to not get out there and start selling this and offering it and educating, and people will begin to buy. You know, we're going to go from a selling industry to people buying in this industry, and we're all going to be getting that $100,000. And there won't be a room big enough to hold everybody in that black and gold room in the next 3 to 5 years. So with that, Mr. Moore, I'll send it back to you for any questions, and if not, it was a wonderful opportunity to be on your call tonight.
Well, you certainly said a lot to us in such a short time tonight. But I was just wondering, you know, you're in the business as well as out there. Do you not see, I've heard what you're saying, but do you not see the market being more acceptable? You just said that 70-something percent. But is that going to change in the future? Is it going to be other people like us come out there? Are we, since we're where we're at, we have the legal problem, since we are the leaders, we can maintain that if we try, right?
Absolutely. The market is only going to explode. I mean, people haven't got over that hump of knowing they need the service, or that the service is, you know, an absolute into their portfolio. You know, where we have in the market of auto insurance, homeowners insurance, and in some cases life insurance, you know, you can say, yeah, my state makes it required to get it, but would you really be driving around without auto insurance? Absolutely not. You know, or homeowners insurance, having your house without homeowners insurance? Absolutely not. That's a pill we've swallowed over the years, and we now understand we have to have. That's to come. And in 3 to 5 years, we're going to see that the companies, you know, these hundreds of companies offering services right now are going to come down to just a handful of the best companies in the world. And it's going to limit that market because those, you know, pretend players are going to fall off the edges, and we're going to lose them. And we're going to have a handful of real players left. And I'll guarantee, as you know, Mr. Moore, my money is going to stick with, if I was a betting guy, I'd be betting with Mr. Stonesiver and his organization to be here in 3 to 5 years, because they've shown it over the years that they've been around. They've been able to adapt. They've been able to change and make progress. So this market is going to open in 3 to 5 years, not contract or anything like that. The opportunities to come in the future if you stay in this business long enough and you go out there and you educate enough people. It doesn't mean they'll buy from you today, but they're going to know you're in the business, and when it comes time, they're going to gravitate you to you. Now, they may buy another policy or program or service today, even though you talk to them, but I'll guarantee you over the next 3 to 5 years, if those companies go bankrupt or change their name or just disappear, they're going to gravitate to who's left in the business, and they're going to gravitate to who's the best. And there's no doubt in my mind that Prepaid Legal is the best. I could have had an opportunity to go to any company anywhere in the world to work with on this program with my background, and I just, you know, my bet of my entire family is to be here with Prepaid Legal in the next 3 to 5, and I'm going to ride this, even longer than 3 to 5 years. I can guarantee you that. So stay in this business. Your opportunity is coming. Don't get frustrated because you're not making a sale today. What you're doing is making a sale for tomorrow, and you're also going to make your livelihood for the rest of your life.
In other words, your residual income is going to be very beautiful, isn't it?
That's right.
Not off the subject, but on the subject, Jeremy Moore, my grandson, and I went into a bank, won't say where, that was offering identity theft program, and we asked them to let us present ours, which they did, and 50-something people, employees of the bank, even though they offered a program, and some of them had it furnished for them, purchased our program. And I think I think we did a good job presenting it, but I think that shows the difference in some programs out there. Even when people can get them free and they see ours, they will go ahead and purchase our product. Now, we were very pleased with that. We really wanted more, but because we're a little greedy there when it comes to it. But I thought 50-something people at a bank that was already offering it and paying some for their employees wasn't bad and showed good results. What do you think?
Now, that's fantastic results, and those are the results we hope to see, with more people around the country getting those kind of results. And, again, it's because Jeremy is so well-educated, and you and your whole group, your entire organization, going through the trainings and being at the right events. And the more you know, the more knowledge you go in, and with that confidence and going into a room, you're going to see those numbers, and we're going to see those numbers more and more in the future.
Well, like I said earlier on the group call, just because you go to a group school don't mean you're well-trained. You go to boot camp in the military, but when you get out of boot camp, you're not where you want to be. That's just a stepping stone to get to where you want to be. When the real come is when your feet hit the ground, when you hit the battlefield, when you go to your assigned position and you start learning from the people that's already been there, that's when you really become a real soldier, And it's the same way with marketing prepaid and identity theft program. If you don't mind, I'm sure Randy, he's had a terrible time with some of the phone system tonight, but I'm sure if he is where he can, he'd like to say a thing or two, and Jeremy would too if you got just another moment.
Okay, great.
Randy? Yeah, I guess he's still having trouble. That point. He's really been irritated. His land phone went out this evening. He's trying to something happened to the cell. Jeremy? Jeremy, are you still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
And now I can.
Okay, I guess I was muted out. I just want to say, Mr. McCoy, thank you for being on the call, for one, tonight, and also thank you for everything you do for all of us in Prepaid Legal. I know the information, the wealth of knowledge that you provided, not only tonight, but ever since I've known you in Prepaid Legal, has been instrumental in helping my personal success as well as the entire organization. And from that standpoint, I want to thank you so much for taking time out to share your wealth of knowledge with us tonight.
Listen, we do. We thank you. We especially like your attitude. We know you're a smart man. We know you have knowledge, but we know you're an humble man and that you're always willing to help people. To me, that goes a long way. So I know you have to get back about your business, but Michael McCoy, if we could ever be of any help or assistance to you, you feel free to call us, and we thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, the entire Moore organization and all the associates, for really making all this happen. And again, I'll leave you with this. Come and visit me at thesilentcrime.com. TheSilentCrime.com. Y'all are welcome to use any of those articles on there if they can help in the business.
Thank you, my friend, and have a good evening.
Thank you.
Jeremy?
All right, guys, we had a great call tonight. I want to tell everyone, I know next week we've got a ton of more success team people going on the Cancun trip, all-expense-paid vacation, And just to remind everyone on the call tonight, the way that all of us are going on that trip is simply, the number one way to go is simply being in Players Club qualified, and it's still early in the month, so right now for all of us, I think we need to make sure that everybody on this call tonight, there's plenty of time, there should be no reason why each and every one of you can't get and stay in that Players Club. It's so important to your future success in prepaid to really commit, especially for you new folks on the call, to commit to being in the Players Club each and every month. If you'll commit to do that, I guarantee you by the end of the summer you can look back at your business and you won't believe the growth that you'll have if you'll just simply commit to go to being in a Players Club. And well, I'm sure in the next couple of weeks we're going to hear a lot of great stories from all of our associates on what an exciting free vacation that has been provided for them and their families. And with that, I'd like to thank everybody for being on the call, and I'll turn it back over to you, Pawpaw.
Yeah, Jeremy, I tell you, I hope that our people that are going to Cancun have just absolutely a fabulous time. But I hope you don't forget to set things in motion so the time you're gone will be productive time when you come back. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an honor to have you on the call tonight. I think Mr. McCoy did an outstanding job. We've got some great speakers coming up. Mr. Jeff Olson, who was supposed to be on the other night, called what happened. His airplane was delayed, and he was in flight, and he couldn't get on the call. He apologized, and in the next 2 to 3 weeks, and I forget which week, he will be on the call. So thank you. God bless you. Keep putting prepaid God first, family second, and prepaid third, and you'll have a great life and a great week. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.